ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Overcoming the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony podcast, number 15, a companion podcast to the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony message sermon series. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. The purpose of this podcast is to share with you from a biblical perspective the means by which we can combat and overcome the sin of gluttony and its outcome of obesity, diabetes, other diseases and sicknesses. Our passage from the Word of God today is Proverbs 25:16, which reads, "Hast thou found honey? Eat so much as is sufficient for thee, lest thou be filled therewith and vomit it." Now, let's look at gluttony and its effects in the news. According to Helio, findings from a meta-analysis published in Obesity Reviews reveal that mothers with excess weight and or diabetes were more likely to have offspring who developed childhood onset type 1 diabetes when compared with normal weight mothers without diabetes. Researchers found that infants born to mothers with any diabetes subtype were 3 times more likely to develop childhood onset type 1 diabetes versus infants born to mothers without diabetes. The researchers said, "Our findings further justify the importance of preventing maternal obesity and maternal diabetes to prevent adverse pregnancy outcomes that may have a detrimental influence on both mothers and their children." Beloved, in this podcast, we are going through the fine book, The Rave, capital R, capital A, capital V, capital E, Diet and Lifestyle. With discipline, any of these, in most cases, books that I have read from and recommend it to you will do. The key word is discipline, and you need God's grace to help you with that. It's called self-control, temperance. The Natural Foods Diet with Meals That Heal is the subtitle by Mike Anderson. He writes in Chapter 1, Diet, Disease, and Weight Loss, Part 11. Eating any farm animal today adds to your hormone overdose because large corporate farms use hormones to increase animal growth and output. That is just a fact. And these hormones are passed on to us when we eat these animals or their products. Since 1995, Europe has banned the use of hormones in farm animals because of the links to human cancers. Europe has also banned American beef from its shores because of our continued use of hormones on livestock. The modern cow produces 25 times more milk than a cow did just 50 years ago. A good part of that increased production is due to drugs, antibiotics, and artificial hormones. In fact, milk turns out to be a hormonal delivery system as it contains over 50 different hormones. Numerous studies have shown links between the hormones in dairy products and the development of hormone-related cancers. In populations eating low-fat rave diets, breast, colon, prostate, and other cancers. Pardon me. In populations eating low fat, rave diets, no meats, breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, and other cancers are rare or non-existent. Another mechanism linking dairy with hormonal cancers is the powerful growth-stimulating hormone known as insulin-like growth factor 1, IGF-1, which has been strongly linked to the development of cancer of the breast, prostate, lung, and colon because it stimulates cell proliferation and inhibits cell death. Two activities you don't want when cancer cells are involved. This hormone is increased in the body by the consumption of protein, and especially animal protein. And dairy products stimulate the production of IGF-1 more than any other food. Years ago, the link between fat and cancer was observed by the Surgeon General, who said that in comparing populations, death rates for cancers of the breast, colon, and prostate are directly proportional to estimated dietary fat intakes. There are many experts who say a low-fat diet won't make a dent against cancer. Of course, their version of low-fat is a 30% fat diet, which is high fat. A 30% fat diet will not only not make a dent, it will cause breast cancer. You will not prevent the incidence of breast cancer or our other common cancers until you cut dietary fat intake down to 10% of total calories. The same dietary fat level that reverses heart disease. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, grant us your grace, those of us who struggle with the sin of gluttony, those of us who celebrate life too much by overeating, and we suffer the consequences of it with obesity, diabetes, and other debilitating diseases. Have mercy and grace, Lord, upon us, and forgive us of our sin of gluttony. And Lord, grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to repent of this sin, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and manifest the fruit of your Holy Spirit, which includes self-control. And Lord, help us to love right, live right, eat right, exercise right, do the right things for your glory, praise, and honor, so that we can be the shining light and the witness that you want us to be for years to come, to glorify your holy name in the kingdom. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen.